Luke was the writer of the third gospel and also the writer of the Acts of the Apostles. He wrote a great deal of the New Testament, and he wrote to a friend called Theophilus. Theophilus means God lover, and we think this might have been a literary tool to write this letter, and he's writing to each of us who love God. But he gives us that which he had found out and which he knew and which he had seen about Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, and then through the Acts of the Apostles, what happened to the church. And he did this both as a historian and as an eyewitness and as the instrument of God to bring us the scripture. So this is what he wrote in chapter 1, verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he had, through the Holy Spirit, given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not leave from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, You have heard me speak of. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from here. You see, we have reasons to believe in Jesus' resurrection. There are all kinds of things floating around these days. I saw an article the other day that they thought they had found the bone box of Jesus, and it was proof that there was not a resurrection, and all kinds of stuff like this. This has been previously debunked, and I wouldn't hold too much to that. There are people who are trying to make a name, write a book, make some money. But what we believe by the relation of infallible proofs, by eyewitnesses, people who saw Jesus, up to 500 of them at one time saw the resurrected Jesus. It is our hope. Because Christ was raised from the dead, we know that he has the authority to claim that we would be resurrected, that we could have eternal life, that death will not be the end for us, but we can live eternally with him, with the Father. It is a validation of everything that he did and he preached. And he promised that following his ascension, we would be baptized with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist had told the people, I baptize with water, but there's one coming after me who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. This is accomplished because Jesus was raised again, went to the Father, and the Holy Spirit was sent to minister to us and to sanctify us and to lead us in the way everlasting. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that Jesus ascended into heaven, that he left because he said, if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit will not come, but if I go away, the Holy Spirit will come. I'm so happy that it's worked out that way. I need the Holy Spirit, O Lord, every day, and I pray that you would give me a fresh anointing today that I may face this day with you, with the Holy Spirit, and that I may bring honor and glory to your name today. In Jesus' name. Amen.